Okay. A brief, fascinating shaila that the poskim deal with regarding v'sein tal umater levracha. So poskim have a discussion, what happens if you forget to say v'sein tal umater levracha on Shabbos? What do I even mean? So the halacha is that if on Shabbos your mind is wandering a little bit, and when you're supposed to be saying Shabbos Shmon Esrei, so you say the weekday Shmon Esrei. So since Chazal say fundamentally you could have said the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos as well, but Chazal shortened it for you to make it easier on Shabbos, but it's fundamentally you could say it on Shabbos. So the halacha is you finish the bracha, and then once you finish that bracha, so you continue and you pick up with the Shabbos Shmona Esrei. So the poskim ask, well, what happens if your mind wanders to Baruch Aleinu, and it's Friday night, you say Baruch Aleinu, but it's middle of the winter, and you say V'tein Bracha, and then you finish Baruch Aleinu. So now what do you do? Right? Do you have to say the bracha of Baruch Aleinu again, or not? And here's the suffix that they have. On the one hand, you might say that when Chazal say you're obligated to finish the bracha, what that means is once you've started a bracha on Shabbos, you're obligated to finish it. And therefore, if you started Baruch Aleinu, you're obligated to finish it with V'tein Tal Umater Levracha. And therefore, if you forget V'tein Tal Umater Levracha, so you have to repeat the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, and then you can pick up with the Shmon Esrei of Shabbos. Or do you say that since you weren't supposed to say it at all, so the bracha didn't count, and if the bracha didn't count, so then it's as if you never started it, or alternatively, even if it did count, at this point you can't be obligated to say it again, so therefore you should just pick up with Shabbos Shmon Esrei without saying Baruch Aleinu. What's the halacha? So this is machlokes poskim. The first person discussion of the halacha is Ketanos. Halachos Ketanos Chelek Beis Tshuvas Sadi Aleph says that you are obligated to repeat the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. He thinks that since once you started the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, you're obligated to finish it. You were obligated to finish it properly, and if you're obligated to finish it properly, so then you got to start it again. So you would say Baruch Aleinu with the same Tal Umater Levracha, and then you would pick up with Ata Kidashta. Let's say it's Friday night, so Ata Kidashta, V'Shabbos Mincha, Ata Echad, whatever the case may be. Then you would pick up, but first you have to repeat the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. That is quoted the halacha by the Ber Heitev on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. However, the majority of Achronim reject this. If you look at the Chayadam in Siman Chav Ches, O Zayin, in the Kaf HaChayim, Kuf Yud Zayin Yud Dalet, in the Toras Chayim, in Kuf Yud Zayin Zayin. So they, Piskei Tshuvot quotes this in a footnote, and Kuf Yud Zayin, they all say it's not true. They say that since They argue as follows. They say, since the halacha is that once you've started a bracha, you have to finish it. That's only if the bracha is meaningful. But since during the winter, the bracha of Baruch Aleinu without V'sein Tal Umater is not meaningful, now you could have argued on that and said it is meaningful, which is proven by the fact you could just say it later in Shema Koleinu. Right? It's a din in Shmona Esrei rather than a halacha in the brachas. You could have argued on this, but they all argue that since you'd have to repeat Shmona Esrei, if you forgot it, that shows you the bracha is meaningless. If the bracha is meaningless, it's as if you never started. If you never started, it's as if you remembered that it's Shabbos after Rifa'inu, and the halacha would be that you just pick up from Ata Kidashta, Ata Echad, whatever the case may be, and you pick up. And that's how they paskin. They do divide, however. In the Toras Chaim, he suggests in a bracketed note that you should not repeat the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, but you should just say the words V'tein Tal Umater Levracha, which is what many of the Achronim say you should do, is if you remember immediately when you finish Baruch Aleinu, you don't have to repeat the bracha. Many Achronim just say, we discussed this on Sunday, that you just say the words V'tein Tal Umater Levracha right then. So that's what the Tor HaChaim suggests. In the Kaf HaChaim, which I'm not totally sure, I think it's the same person. They're both Rabbi Yaakov Sofer, and they lived at the same time, but they could be relatives. I'm not quite sure. In the Kaf HaChaim, he either argues or changes his mind, depending on whether it's the same person. Someone on YU Torah will inevitably email me and correct me on this one. But fine. On That always happens when I don't know this. Thank God for the internet. But in the Kav HaChaim, he says that's not the case. You wouldn't have to do it at all, because since you were never supposed to say the bracha in the first place, you're not obligated to say the same Talum Watar on Shabbos, and therefore, even without saying the words, you just go back and pick up from Shabbos Shemona Esrei, and that is, I think, the consensus of modern poskim. It's also found in a tshuva by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and that seems to be the consensus of poskim, that because on Shabbos you were never supposed to say the bracha in the first place, if you do forget the same Talum Watar when you did say the bracha, it's not a problem, just pick up. It's a problem that you were distracted in Daven Chol on Shabbos, but that's a different problem, just pick up from Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei at that point.